فجعل بيننا وبينك موعدا لا نخلفه نحن ولا أنت مكانا سوى. So let's have an appointed time. Musa chose the day of Zina. This is the festival of the people of Egypt. On that day, all of the people would gather together and they would have a big celebration. Musa chose that day because he wants everybody to be there and he wants everyone to see the signs of Allah.
قال موعدكم يوم الزينة وأن يحشر الناس ضحى.
The appointed time is your festival day and we'll meet in the early morning. When all of the people come together, then we're going to start our competition.
فتولى فرعون فجمع كيده ثم أتى.
Fir'aun left and he brought together all of his strength and power.
قال لهم موسى ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب.
Musa, when he saw all of the magicians present, it says in another ayah that Fir'aun has sent to all of the towns of Egypt to gather all of the magicians. He has sent his orders to bring all of the magicians from Egypt. What was the role of the magicians in Egypt? First of all, we need to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sends a prophet, He provides the Nabi with miracles that challenge the people in their field of expertise. So the people of Egypt, the most high-ranking science that they had, and their field of expertise was the field of magic. They were very powerful in that field, and maybe the world until today has never seen such powerful magic like what existed in Egypt. They were the top in magic. Fir'aun used to use the magicians to control and dominate the minds of the society. He would use them to influence and control the minds of people. So these were working with Fir'aun. And that's why they say in another ayah, وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِمْ السِّحْرِ. They were forced to learn this. And Fir'aun would have schools where they would teach them the magic and then he would use it to control the minds of people through magic and to give the people the impression that Fir'aun is God. And these magicians would commit these strange acts of magic and they would do it in the name of Fir'aun, and that is how they controlled the lives of people in Egypt. But Fir'aun was very terrified from this single man, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So he didn't bring one magician or two. He brought the best magicians that Egypt could offer. And there are different narrations. We don't know how much for sure. Ibn Ishaq goes as far as saying 15,000. But Ibn Abbas says 70. So let's go with the least, and that is the narration of Ibn Abbas. 70 magicians. These 70 magicians were standing in front of Musa. Musa, his point is not to win. His point is to give da'wah. So he wanted to give them another chance. So Musa told them,
قال لهم موسى ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب وقد خاب من افترى.
Moses said to them, woe unto you, invent not a lie against Allah, lest He should destroy you completely by a torment, and surely he who invents a lie against Allah will fail miserably. He's giving them another chance. He's saying this is a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you continue with that, you will end up failing. These words were discussed by the magicians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَسَرُّوا النَّجْوَى.
Allah says, then they debated with one another what they must do and they kept their talk secret. They were discussing, is this man really a prophet or is he a magician? In the end, they settled the argument and said, he's a magician and this is our plan and this is what we're going to do. And Fir'aun said, and they said with him,
قالوا إن هذان لساحران يريدان أن يخرجاكم من أرضكم بسحرهما ويذهبا بطريقتكم المثلى.
These are two magicians. Their object is to drive you out of your land with their magic and overcome your chiefs and nobles.
فأجمعوا كيدكم ثم أتوا صفا وقد أفلح اليوم من استعلى.
So devise your plot and then assemble in a line, and whoever overcomes this day will be indeed successful. He told them, assemble in a line. So imagine with me, this is a festival. All of the people of Egypt are there, surrounding this battlefield. On one side of the battlefield, 17 magicians lined up with all of their equipment. And on the other side, Musa standing alone and his brother behind him. Imagine the scene. 70 magicians, that is the minimum number. Imagine it's 15,000 in ranks, lines, with all of their equipment, with all of their tools. And Musa standing alone on the other side, and all of the people of Egypt are surrounding them and watching. And they devised their plan. So they said,
قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَىٰ.
Oh Musa, either you throw your stick first, or we will be the first to throw. قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا. He said, throw your sticks. So they threw their sticks and their ropes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعَصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى.
Then behold, their ropes and their sticks by their magic appeared to him as though they moved fast. And these were not amateur magicians or weak in their field. These were strong, professional, and they were the best maybe the world has ever seen in magic. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the other ayah, فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْا سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they threw their sticks and their ropes, they have made magic an illusion on the eyes of people. وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. They put fear in the hearts of people. وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is great magic. Imagine how powerful it would have been. First of all, سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ. أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ. The magic was on the eyes of men. Meaning that it wasn't really, these sticks and ropes weren't really snakes. Because we cannot give life to the dead. Therefore, it was an illusion. An optical illusion. That is what it is. Because we do not control the difference between life and death, and that is الروح. الروح من أمر ربي يسألونك عن الروح. They ask you about the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّمَا الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Tell them that the soul, the knowledge of the soul belongs to Allah, and you only have little knowledge. This is something that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls. So this magic was an illusion. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. When the people saw this, they were afraid and terrified. So imagine the people of Egypt surrounding this stadium or this battlefield, and all of them were afraid and terrified when they saw what the magicians have done. What do you think the response of Musa would be? And he is with them in the field. Remember what happened before with Musa when his stick started moving? What happened? فَوَلَّى مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِبْ. He ran away and he did not look back. And it was one stick. But now look at the response of Musa. 70 magicians, or 15,000, throwing their sticks and their ropes. All the people around him are terrified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Musa conceived fear, where? In his heart. But it did not show on his reaction. It did not show on his action. It did not show at all on Sayyidina Musa. It remained the natural human response in the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said,
قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى.
Fear not, surely you will have the upper hand. Before he had fear in his heart and he acted upon it. He ran away and he didn't look back. Now it was a natural human fear in the heart, but did not affect Sayyidina Musa. And that is what Iman does. You still go through the natural human reactions or feelings of fear, and doubts, all of these things that come to the heart, but the believer is able to suppress them and is able to eliminate them. And that is the difference between the believer and the non-believer. So Musa here, he only conceived a little bit of fear in his heart, but it did not affect him whatsoever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave Musa itma'inan, he gave him tranquility, so that small fear in the heart was eliminated and taken out of his heart. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ And throw that which is in your right hand. Now the 70 magicians have their sticks and their ropes shaking and moving. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa, throw what is in your right hand. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا It will eat up everything that they made. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرُ وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى This is a plot of a magician, and the plots of the magicians are not successful wherever they are. What is the difference between the stick of Musa and the sticks of the magicians? The difference is that the stick of Musa had a living soul in it that transformed the stick into a real snake. So it ate up all of their ropes. What was the response of the magicians? Who are the ones among all of these people who are watching? Who are the experts? Who are the ones who understand what's going on? The magicians. Fir'aun is stubborn. He knows the truth. استيقنتها أنفسهم. They knew it. He knew the truth, but he doesn't want to believe. The people of Egypt surrounding are followers of Fir'aun. Whatever Fir'aun says, we're going to follow him. فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمًا فَأَطَاعُوهُ He belittled his people, so they followed him. But the ones who have understanding of the reality of the situation are the magicians. So when they saw this, they understood that this is not magic. We are the experts in magic. We know magic from A to Z. We know everything about it. This is not magic. This is not magic. This is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they saw that, their reaction was, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحْرَةُ سُجَّدًا They made sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, قَالُوا أَمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى We believed in the Lord of Harun and Musa. Fir'aun said,
قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ
He said, You believed in him before I gave you permission. Look at how much control Fir'aun had over people. He even wants them to take permission from him when they want to become Muslim. You have to get a permission, a permit, to believe in Musa. That is how much control Fir'aun had over the lives of people. قَالَ أَمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السَّحْرِ Fir'aun said, He is your teacher. Musa is your teacher who taught you magic. And then he threatened them and said,
فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى
Verily, he is your chief who taught you magic, so I will surely cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I will surely crucify you on the trunks of palm trees. And then notice what Fir'aun said.
قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا لَمَكْرٌ لتخرجوا منها أهلها فسوف تعلمون
Fir'aun said, this is a conspiracy between you and Musa, which you have agreed about in the town before you came here. A blunt lie. He said, this is a conspiracy. You were conspiring with Musa before you came here. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the magicians came and had their first meeting with Fir'aun, the magicians were gathered from all over Egypt. When they were brought to Egypt and they had their first meeting with Fir'aun, what did they say? What is the first thing the magicians told Fir'aun when they met with him? أَإِنَّ لَنَا In the first meeting with Fir'aun, they said, أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ Are you going to reward us if we win? So they were in it for the money. That is why they came. They won the reward. What did Fir'aun say? Yes, and you will also be close to me. So Fir'aun not only is going to give them wealth, but he's going to give them power and position. They came for a small worldly gain. And when they went into the field, it is said, Ibn Kathir says, that these magicians stood up and they threw their sticks and their ropes and they were chanting, بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ In the name of Fir'aun, we are going to win. In the name of Fir'aun, we're going to win. And they were chanting these words. These magicians now became believers. And Fir'aun told them, I will kill you and I will crucify you. He will kill them in a cruel way. He's going to chop out their arms and their hands, their arms and their legs, and he's going to crucify them on palm trees. What was the response of the magicians now?
قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا فَقُضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا
They said, we prefer you not over the clear signs that have came to us and to him Allah who created us. So decree whatever you desire to decree. For you can only decree regarding the life of this world. إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى Verily we have believed in our Lord that he may forgive us our faults and the magic to which you have compelled us to do. And Allah is better as regards reward in comparison to yours. The reward of Allah is better than yours. Look at what Iman does. These same people who came and were asking for money are now saying, we are not only willing to give our wealth, we are willing to give our life for the sake of Allah because the reward of Allah is better. That is what Iman does. And if our iman is not carrying us to that level, then that means our iman is very weak. Because with the magicians, their iman transformed them from people who came to beg from Fir'aun to people who are willing to give their lives in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is iman. If our iman is not transforming us in that way, then we have a problem with our iman. If we're not willing to give in the sake of Allah and to provide and to sacrifice, what iman do we have? Because the deen is tadhiyah, it is sacrifice. And they died on iman and they were shuhada. They died in the sake of Allah. These magicians who were committing one of the major crimes and sins, magic, iman transformed them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of anyone and then they became shuhada in the end.
Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.